In the past 30 years, you've had about 8 cars, an ex-wife, or 2, and 1 radio station.
Jump on, Billy!
And Charlotte's classic rock for 30 years. 99.7,
The Fox.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play John Boy Jeopardy. Somebody's going to win a $50 gift card from Pro Flowers. Pro Flowers takes the guesswork out of sending the perfect Mother's Day gift. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, use our code JohnBoy. Your chance to win that coming up. First, our most requested Big Show tune. Yeah, we play it one time for you this week, and this is it.
They've got a...
I'll be singing that all day. All right, there. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy, shall we? First, review yesterday's question. We learned avid golfers in Japan carry insurance protecting them should this happen during their game.
That is a hole in one.
Yeah, because they got to buy gifts to all of their friends.
Yeah. So seems to me like it would be better to just change that tradition than make everybody buy insurance.
Or just don't get a hole in one.
Or not play golf.
There you go.
Yeah, it'll be the only time you lie about it. Oh, no, I didn't get one.
Right, not me.
All right, here we go. Today is John Boy Jeopardy. Besides almonds, this is the only other nut that is mentioned by name in the Bible.
Well, they say old John the Baptist was kind of a woolly booger.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll free line across America. We go to, we get a winner, we play. John Boy Jeopardy, next.
Down this traffic jam.
Wreck 77 south around the state line. Your latest check of total traffic.
I can't believe.
Texas State Technical College, technically better.
Hey, John Boy Billy here. Can you put a price on hilarious?
We can. It's 99 cents a piece. Download John Boy and Billy Bits anytime in the Bitbox at 99.7thefox.com.
Good morning. This makes you on the radio rolling through your Friday. 30 minutes away. I'm jumping in the Playhouse. Hey, right now. Let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now your host, his favorite Bible nut, Reverend Billy Ray Collins. He's John Boy.
Yes, amen. Yeah. Let's say hey to Chris out of Whiteville, Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, hello. There you are, buddy. Welcome. All right, Chris, let's see what you got. Besides almonds, we're looking for the only other nut that is mentioned by name in the Bible.
Probably 2 or 3, but the only one I can come up with is a hazelnut.
All right, let's see. Is it a hazelnut? Not the hazelnut. Chris, we appreciate you playing.
All right, thanks anyway, buddy.
All right, man, you have a great day. Let's go to Lori in Piedmont, South Carolina. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think the only other nut besides almonds is mentioned in the Bible?
Pistachios.
Let's say.
Southern is safe.
Wow. It is, man. I try not to flaunt my Bible knowledge, yeah, like Andy told Opie, but I can't remember what verse that is in there. Somebody get a concordance and look it up. Hanson, pull yours out of your desk drawer.
Sure.
All right. Well,
his Bible or his pistachios?
Lori, we're sending you that gift card from proflowers.com. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You do the same.
All right, baby. Hang on with Jackie. All right, my partner Billy has been working on the pistachios mentioned in the Bible deal. We think we found it.
All right.
Yeah, let's catch you up on your news right now.